AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
The Branch County Abstract and Title Halftime Report rolling on from here at Bronson Junior Senior High School. This MHSAA Class C Boys Basketball District Championship game between Hillsdale and Union City. Hillsdale with a huge second quarter, outscoring the Chargers 24-8 en route to the 40-19 lead that they currently enjoy right now. Let's go over the scoring numbers. First for Union City, Darren Austin leading the way with 7, Cody Cable 2, Jalen Bowe 6, Lucas Vaccaro 2, and Seth Bruce with 2. Those are the 19 that Union City currently have right now. Meanwhile, for Hillsdale, Bailey Boyd with 2, Andrew Wilcox with 3, Tyler Lash with 2, Patrick Drews with 8, Joseph Phillips with 1, Ben Baxter with 5, and oh yeah, Brandon Beischer with 19 just in the first half.
Already over his season average, so a big first half for Hillsdale and Brandon Beischer in particular. Hillsdale doing an outstanding job in all facets of the game for the most part. They're really hitting the offensive boards really hard. Their passing has been sensational. Shooting the ball pretty well, and Union City's having a hard time with their athleticism. Union City, on the other hand, needs to take care of the basketball a little bit better. Some untimely turnovers for them, and they missed a lot of bunnies inside. And got to take a little better look at the bucket there when they've got those close-in shots.
By the quarters, it was 16-11 in the first, favor Hillsdale, and as we mentioned, 24-8 in the second, favor the Hornets. Get behind the scenes in high school sports by checking out the second half on the MHSAA website. Features information, MHSAA finals coverage, and other fun stuff make the second half a great starting point for high school sports information every day right on the home page of the MHSAA website. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics. And right at the front of the second half, a rather sad story emerging this morning out in the Grand Rapids area. It involves Granville hockey player, co-captain Ryan Fisher, who is also on the MHSAA Student Advisory Council, also an MHSAA Scholar Athlete winner, also a 4.0 grade point average, also been accepted to West Point. He was set to join his teammates from Granville down to Plymouth for the Division I hockey semifinal game between Granville and Detroit Catholic Central. He passed away this morning, and an autopsy performed this afternoon determined that it was of an enlarged heart. Oddly enough, the same malady that befell Wes Leonard from Fenville. It was, what was it, 2 years ago that he passed away, not long after sinking the game-winning shot
to lead
Fenville
so. Yep.
To the district championship?
Real unfortunate situation up there in Granville. Our hearts and sympathy go out to all of those up there, all those folks up there, family in particular. But what an outstanding young man Ryan Fisher was. My gosh, all of those accolades that you went through, and tough to see something like that happen.
After discussion with the family and the Granville administration, that game is being played, and it will be streamed for free on MHSAA.tv tonight beginning at 7:30. Maybe catch it after the conclusion of this game between Hillsdale and Union City. Class C boys basketball, 40-19. The Hornets on top. Back with the second half in a minute. You're listening to March Magic on WTVB.
Recent reports reveal the average car is 11 years old.
Yikes!
We've got a car health crisis in our country. This is Michelle.
And this is Melissa from Rainbow Motor Sales.
We're on a mission to help people get rid of the old car they hate.
So we created the Old Car Exchange. Trade in your old car early, regardless of age, miles, or condition.
Even if you still owe $1,000, $2,000, or $3,000, drive away in a nicer, newer car. Plus, based on the sale price of the nicer, newer car you choose,
you may qualify for a car health subsidy. Get way more than appraised value for your old trade-in at Rainbow Motor Sales.
Stuck in an old car because of pre-existing credit conditions? Our For the People credit approval process is just what the doctor ordered.
Trade in your old car and drive away in a nicer, newer car, possibly for the same or lower monthly payment. This is Melissa.
And this is Michelle.
And we're a dealer for the people.
Rainbow Motor Sales, Coldwater.
Or online at rainbowmotorsales.com.
Requires bank approval. Negative equity may affect financing.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Hillsdale ball to start the second half. Nice pass inside to Martin Peterson, and he scores his first bucket of the game. 42-19, Hillsdale now on top. Just 20 seconds into the third quarter. Here comes Union City for their first offensive drive of the second half. Three-pointer by Cable is short from the left corner, rebounded by Patrick Drews. Ahead is going to come to Beischer. Immediately a bump foul, a very cut tic-tac bump foul whistled against Darren Austin.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a cheapie there.
His first team, first of the second half. It'll be Hillsdale ball, sideline left. Hillsdale working it to the bucket to our left and Union City from left to right as we have switched sides here in the second half. 19 points so far on the night for Brandon Beischer. The pass goes inside to Peterson, poked away from behind by Vaccaro. Nice pass. Beischer, unfortunately, he was blocked by Darren Austin. That one, a little more substantive foul for the younger of the Austin brothers.
Yeah, that'll send Beischer to the line for two.
So far on the night from the free throw line, he is 2 for 2.
Now 3 of 3.
The second foul on Darren Austin should be the team's second, shouldn't it?
Yes.
Someone's falling asleep at the scoreboard controller. Now 44-19, Hillsdale up 25 as Beischer sinks both of his free throws. Here is Cody Cable between the circles. It's going to come to Vaccaro. We're not sure if he has 3 or 4 fouls at this point. Nick Austin on the elbow. Get it back out to younger brother Darren. Two-timed on the right.
Oh, there we
feet
go.
Inside to Vaccaro, and he scores.
Lucas Vaccaro set a nice pick. Ran the pick and roll to perfection.
44-21. Nice pass underneath. Unfortunately, Drews left the shot short. Nick Austin with a rebound. Here comes Bowes. Almost tumbled over himself trying to keep the dribble.
Yeah, a little bit of pressure coming from behind from Hillsdale.
Here's Darren Austin trying to move off the screen, cut off the free throw line by a double team. Now comes back to Vaccaro. A couple of pump fakes on the right wing. Now get it to Nick Austin. Cable back up top to Bowes. 6:14 left to play in the first quarter. 44-21, a steal on the bad pass. Here comes Trey Conrad. Count the bucket and one for Trey Conrad. We didn't hear much from him after he picked up his second foul.
Nope. But Jalen Bowes just picked up his third.
And that would be team third. And we're going to have an official timeout to get that clarified and rectified. Three-point play, no good, but the tap-in is good for, was that Drews?
Wilcox.
Wilcox.
Yep.
to 21, Hillsdale leading by 27. Vaccaro cut off on the right block high. We'll get it to Nick Austin. Vaccaro back up top to Bowes, trying to go the weak side. Defense closes in. He's got a block.
I believe that was blocked by Conrad right into the hand of Drews.
A miss on the shot. Rebound putback, though, goes in for Peterson. Off the miss by Conrad.
Peterson was pretty quiet in the first half. He didn't have any points.
Ben Chard has seen enough. He calls timeout. It's now 50-21 Hillsdale. 5:28 left to play in the third quarter. Our game coverage brought to you in part by Shorts Root Beer Stand. It's a sure sign of spring. Shorts is open for the season. Tomorrow's special will be their deep-fried mushrooms. And join Shorts on Monday for a delicious double cheeseburger basket. Shorts is open Monday through Thursday, 11 to 8, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9. Shorts Root Beer Stand at the corner of Munson and West Chicago Street, Coldwater, where they are now accepting debit and credit cards. The competition is finished for nearly 2,000 of the state's top student-athletes who are vying for 32 $1,000 college scholarships through the MHSAA Scholar Athlete Awards, sponsored by Farm Bureau Insurance. Check out the MHSAA website for a complete list of finalists and scholarship recipients. Applications for students graduating during the 2014-15 school year will be available exclusively on the MHSAA website in the fall. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics. Pass inside to Nick Austin, followed by Hillsdale. Oh, nice feed to Wilcox. Wilcox left it short off the pass from Conrad. Union City gets the ball back. They trail 50-21. Wild shot hits the glass. Peterson with a rebound. Wilcox trying to get it ahead of Drews. It's stolen by Darren Austin. He shoots from the free throw line and drains it.
Nice job by Darren Austin. Had a 4-on-2 break. He stops at the free throw line and puts it up.
Drew's spin move, puts his elbow down, and still gets the bucket to go in.
Patrick Drew staying real active out there on the court for the Hornets.
52-23, 29-point lead for Hillsdale after that exchange of buckets. Here's Darren Austin on the left wing, trying to move off of Vaccaro's screen, but Wilcox is following him. Now to the free throw line. Hand in his face, shot is short. Wilcox with a rebound.
Good ball movement by Union City that time on that possession, but Austin couldn't get it to go.
Wilcox to Conrad. Now inside, their drive to the right baseline, and another score for Peterson.
6 points in the quarter for Peterson.
54-23, a 31-point lead now for the boys in maize and blue. Also, we could get a running clock tonight. Whistle and a foul on the pump fake by Darren Austin.
Austin will go to the line for two. I believe Wilcox picked up the foul.
His second team first of the second half for Hillsdale. 3:55 left to play in the third quarter. Meanwhile, down at the scorers table, we're going to get, speaking of hockey, a line change. First a two from Darren Austin. Clunk. So we see Krieger and Bruce coming in. Also Stutchel.
Coach Ben Jarrett trying to find a combination that can get the Chargers back into this game.
Second of two from Darren Austin is good. He splits the pair. He will come to the bench and give way to Elijah Way. Well, the only starter still out there right now for Union City is Jalen Bowes.
Full court pressure being applied by the Chargers.
They peel back a little bit. Conrad with the ball. Now gets it across the timeline as he's zigging and zagging his way around the court. Now back to Wilcox to reset to the left wing. Conrad inside to Drews. Back up top. Trey Conrad, finger roller short. Ball ripped away from Peterson by Way. And the ball stolen right back on the bad pass. Wilcox to Drews. Nice pass underneath. Conrad, pump fake, draws a foul. Body's colliding all over the bucket.
Conrad will go to the line to shoot two.
See, who did they give this foul to?
Ooh, four on Jalen Bowes now.
Uh-oh. First of two from the free throw line for Trey Conrad off the back of the hoop. Now 0 of 2 from the stripe tonight. Clock stop, 3:24 left in the third quarter, 54-24, still 54-24 with a miss. Ball taken away from Wilcox by Union City's Seth Bruce. Well, Conrad 0 of 3 from the free throw line tonight. Way cut off, we'll get it to Bruce, now back up top to Krieger. Jalen Bowes better be careful not to pick up that fifth foul as long as he stays out on the floor. Here's a drive, weak side. Hits the bottom of the rim, now get it out. Bowes for three off the hoop, no good. Rebound ripped away by Patrick Drews for Hillsdale.
Patrick Drews continuing the outstanding rebounding.
Peterson underneath, doesn't get it to go in. Rebound putback, though, does go in for him, plus one. Notice that Beischer hasn't exactly been involved in taking it to the cup, probably by design, let the other guys get involved.
Well, that's exactly what's happening. They're pounding the ball inside to Drews and to Peterson right now here in the second half.
Trey Conrad came to the bench. So did, for Union City, Jalen Bowes. Peterson getting ready to try and finish on the three-point play. Phillip came in for Hillsdale, by the way. In and out. Wilcox with a rebound, put back short. Third chance, fade away. Yes, and one!
My, oh, my. The wheels are falling off for Union City.
Fortunately, Bowes did come to the bench, did not pick up a fifth foul. Unfortunately for Union City, they give this foul to Bruce.
His second and the team's sixth.
Compared to just one foul up on the board for Hillsdale. Just like that, it's now 58-24, a 34-point lead for the Hornets. Could be 35 with a make here by Wilcox. And he rattles it in. Here come the Union City Chargers, trailing by 35, in danger of having the running clock kick in with another 5 points, potentially unanswered. A shot no good for Vaccaro, who came back in, rebounded by Beischer. Now Beischer getting the ball from Wilcock, the runner, good!
Brandon Beischer keeps putting them in the bucket for Hillsdale now with 23 on the night.
61-24, 37-point lead to 11 left in the third quarter. Ball comes to Nick Austin on the right corner. Up top, it's going to come to Kenyon Stutchel. Now back to Way. Notice how many underclassmen are out on the floor right now?
Oh, yeah.
Meanwhile, Hillsdale looked like they went into it. They showed a 3-2 zone briefly. Now it looks like they're back man-to-man.
Yep, stand man-to-man.
Minute 40 left to play in the third quarter. Here's a dribble drive. Kick the ball out to Nick Austin on the right corner. Cut off by Drews defensively. Now Vaccaro trying to give and go. It was off of Nick Austin's foot. Hillsdale will get it. And now we will see Bruce and Krieger come in. Also, Cody Cable back in.
It's about time for Coach Brad Felix to call off the dogs here.
We'll see when that happens. 61-24, 37-point lead. Here's Wilcox, a gift to Drews. Out that bucket plus one.
Boy, Union City just making some very ill-advised fouls here.
In this case, it's the third on Seth Bruce, team seventh. I would imagine when we start the fourth quarter, we won't see the Hillsdale starters again. A miss on the free throw by Drews. The ball tipped to Darren Austin. Here come the Chargers down 39, 63-24. A minute and 7 left to play in the third quarter. Chargers moving the ball around the perimeter pretty well. Austin trying to fake out his defender, Wilcox. I'll kick the ball out to the left corner. Now back to the wing. Cody Cable back up top to Way. And now Darren Austin looking. 45 seconds left in the third quarter. Here's Bruce. Get it to Darren Austin on the right corner. Trying to post up. Lost the dribble. Ball down on the floor. Phillip and Darren Austin diving after. Jump ball. Chargers will get it on the alternate possession arrow with 38.1 seconds left in the third quarter. Seth Bruce to inbound. He is looking, and he will throw the ball into the backcourt. It's caught up by Hillsdale's Andrew Wilcox. Lets it go out of bounds.
Well, he got there just in time to get his hand on the ball, but tried to stop short of the out-of-bounds line and lost possession of the ball.
That's the part of the court where my view is a little bit impeded by the Hillsdale student section.
And me, probably.
No, not you so much as it is the student section. Well, the Chargers get the ball back. 23 seconds left in the quarter. Runner in and out. Man, oh, man.
Again, Union City unable to finish at the bucket.
39-point lead, 63-24. Here comes Wilcox past the timeline. 10 seconds left in the quarter to Phillip on the right wing. Now back up top to Peterson. A dribble drive. Hops up. Put up a shot. Short rebound. Put back. Wilcox hit short. He's going up to the line for two.
Another foul against the Chargers.
Those fouls are racking up at a prodigious rate. That is, I have three for Darren Austin, team eight. So if Wilcox makes one of two here, we will have the running clock kick in once we hit 40. First one is good. I believe that running clock doesn't come into play when there's a free throw under 2 minutes left in the quarter. 64-24 Chargers. 65-24 Wilcox with a couple makes there. Three-quarter court shot is short. Free Elijah Way at the end of the third quarter. It is all Hillsdale, 65-24 over Union City. Back in a minute, you're listening to March Magic on WTVB.
You don't know exactly when, but it happens every year without fail. Winter is closed, and the world is open.
and Meijer has everything you need to greet the season in style. From the latest spring fashions to grills and grill gadgets, flowers to brighten up the yard, and furniture to spruce up the patio. If it's something to welcome the warmer weather ahead, you'll find it at Meijer and at low prices. So before you go outside, go to Meijer to get the most out of your spring.
Birdwatching is your lifetime ticket to the theater of the outdoors. Let Nottawagas help you transform your yard into an oasis of nature. They stock more than 20,000 bird feeders, a wide variety of premium bird seed, bird houses, and bird baths for all of your feathered friends, as well as nest boxes and wood duck boxes and nesting materials. Nottawagas Company, just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekonsha on Old 27, or visit them anytime online at nottawagas.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Be listening at the end of the night. We will name a McDonald's player of the game for McDonald's of Branch County. Four fresh players on the floor for Hillsdale. The only remaining starter out there. It looks like they got all five fresh starters in there right now. Fresh players, rather, for Hillsdale.
Offensive foul goes against Tyler Lash of Hillsdale.
His first foul, just the team's second of the second half for Hillsdale. Oh, we see Bailey Boyd in there. Also, Jared Stahl. See Kyle Bernard in there as well. Finally, a bucket for Union City, Darren Austin.
Beautiful spin move by Austin to finish that one off for UC.
The lead down to 39, but since we went over the 40-point margin, the clock will remain running unless the Chargers are able to get the point differential down to 30.
Bailey Boyd drops in two more for the Hornets.
67-26 after that exchange of buckets. Hillsdale well on their way to regionals. They don't have to drive that far for regionals to Jonesville.
No, they don't.
Three-pointer off the rim on the right wing for Union City. Here come the second and third unit guys for the Hillsdale Hornets. The pass by Lash intercepted by Union City. And he subsequently throw the ball away. The pass too long for Cody Cable to haul in.
Good idea, but just a little too long.
7:05 here at AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238CD Coldwater. And also the Listen Live link at WTVBAM.com. All services of Midwest Communications. Runner in and out, doesn't go in for Joseph Phillips. Ball taken away by Union City's Darren Austin. Austin, the gift to Bose, who has four fouls, shot from the left elbow, in and out. Even when they get good looks to the bucket, they're unable to finish. It's been that type of night for Ben Chard and his Union City squad. The clock continuing to move with 5:48 left to play. Kenyon Stutchel checked into the Union City lineup for Cody Cable. Bailey Boyd across the timeline will get it to Tyler Lash, sideline right. I'll swing the ball around to the left wing, back to Boyd. Bowes guarding him. Up top it comes to Kyle Bernard. Three-pointer fading away, no good. Rebound putback is short for Stahl. Gets his own ball off the steal, no good. Nick Austin with a rebound, finally getting it to Bowes. Wraparound foul against Hillsdale.
Jared Stahl will be called for that personal.
His first and just the team third. Nick Austin and Jalen Bowes to the Union City bench. Looks like we saw Vaccaro come back in, and Joseph Phillips coming to the bench for the Hornets, who lead 67-26, 41-point lead. The clock continuing to move with the mercy rule, the 40-point running clock, 4:40 and counting left to play in this frame. So the end of this game should be a quick one. Hillsdale would improve to 22-1 at the end of the night. Triple team closed in on Seth Ruth. Still got it to go, plus one.
Good move to the hoop by Seth Bruce.
Two quick fouls on Hillsdale's Jared Stahl. Nick Austin back in. Younger brother Darren to the bench for Union City. Bruce to attempt to finish a three-point play. He is able to. 67-29. Hillsdale leads by 38. Union City will close their season at the end of the night at 8-14, but not for lack of effort. How about that three-pointer by Bailey Boyd?
Bailey Boyd, 7 points off the bench for the Hornets.
Trying to answer Seth Bruce on the left corner. The ball slapped out of bounds by Cable. Hillsdale will get it. 3:31 and counting left to play in the fourth quarter. Hillsdale has cracked 70-29. And Brad Felix will get DJ Jones in. The first time we've seen him. He is a 6'2 sophomore. Now I think that is everybody, or just about everybody, on the Hillsdale bench that isn't injured.
Kind of looks like it.
Here's Boyd on the right corner, trying another triple, fading away from the right corner short. But the ball tracked down by Bernard. Dribble drive down the middle, scoop shot, no good. Ball tipped by Jones, off the glass, no good. Finally, Carl comes up with the ball for Union City. Pass blocked, taken away, and taken right back by Union City. Cross court is going to come to Stutchel. Now to the right wing, three-pointer in and out and in for Cody Cable.
Cody Cable, it's his first three of the night for Union City.
70-32. Chargers of Union City trail the Hornets of Hillsdale by 38. Long two, in and out, no good for Bailey Boyd, rebounded by Picaro for Union City. 2:08 left. Runner down the middle is not going to go in for Cable, but he's fouled. The clock is allowed to roll down to 2 minutes, and then it stops as Cable gets ready to shoot some free throws.
Kyle Bernard picks up the foul for Hillsdale.
His first is the team fifth. The first of two from the free throw line for Cody Cable. In and out. 70-32. Hillsdale will get the W. The only thing left in doubt now is what the final score will be. Another miss by Cable off the back of the rim. Rebounded by DJ Jones.
Thrown away by Jones. Union City gets the ball back at the sideline.
Clock starts up once again. A minute 45 left. We count down to the conclusion of this one. Here's a dribble drive by Cable. A couple of pump fakes cut off. We'll try and get it back out to Nick Austin. Picaro looking for someone to pass it to, but no one was there. Get it back out to Austin. His shot is short. He gets his own rebound. Can't get it in the bucket. Meanwhile, Bailey Boyd run over a couple of times. No call. He finally gets up, and he'll push the ball up the floor for Hillsdale. Minute 15 left. They lead 70-32.
Refs are letting them play a little bit here late in the game.
Here's a feed to DJ Jones. He missed it. Wide open, and it looked good coming out of his hands. He just left it short.
Under a minute now. Hillsdale on top of Union City, 70-32.
So second and third quarters that did Union City in. Outscored 24-8 and 25-5, respectively. A steal and a miss by Kenyon Stutchel. That stops the clock with 48.3 seconds left. The foul whistled against Jared Stoll, his third, team six.
Stutchel makes good on the first of two.
70-33, 37-point lead now for Hillsdale as Seth Bruce comes to the bench. Jalen Bowles coming back in. A miss on the second one. Rebounded by DJ Jones. Immediately trapped. Ball comes across. Nice feed. Unfortunately, Lucas Miller, who came in for Hillsdale, kind of undercut. Lost the ball out of bounds. Union City will get it back. 32 seconds and counting left. Coach Ben Chard calling 21-21-21 for the play. Unfortunately, Jalen Bowles loses control of the dribble and it goes out of bounds. Union City will attempt to press. Lucas Miller will inbound in the back corner. The inbound comes to Bailey Boyd. Dale and Bowes trailing in. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, ball poked away. The ball going to be picked up at center court by Union City. No chance of the shot at the buzzer. 70-33, just total domination here by the Hillsdale Hornets in the second and third quarter to pick up the district championship over really an outmatched Union City squad tonight.
Yeah, just too much firepower over there in that Hillsdale bench. They moved to 22-1 on the season, and just a very athletic team, and Union City couldn't keep up with them for the most part.
Well, Union City drops to 8-14 to end their season. Still a good building block here for Coach Ben Chard for next year and the following year.
No question about it. Only going to lose two seniors, Cody Cable and Nick Austin. Of course, they were two starters for Coach Ben Chard, but all of that youth on that team, saw four sophomores, I think, out there at one time for Union City. So they've gotten a lot of playing time this year, and that just bodes well for that program down the road.
We're going to have some hardware handed out in just a little bit to the district champions, the Hillsdale Hornets. Let's go ahead and take this two-minute break and be back with more from Bronson. You're listening to March Magic on WTVB.
Well, so much for your plan to hit Battle Creek's Marvac Camper and RV Show. That was last weekend, so lose the string on your finger. But guess what? It's still going on. Just a little south of Battle Creek at Halet Auto and RV in Coldwater. Everything you missed at Marvac is on display and on sale now at Halet's 11-acre RV and Camping Superstore.
Due to last week's inclement weather, the special Marvac financing and discounts you missed...
That's held over for one more week at Halet's, too. Browse at your pace. Take all the time you need. Over 350 units on display. It's wall-to-wall tent campers, travel trailers, fifth wheels, motorhomes, and more.
Halet has a big, new parts and accessories warehouse
where you'll find exactly what you need. 15 manufacturers displayed at Marvac. Halet has product from 18 on the lot, plus deep discounts, plus special financing to put the deal together for you.
So hightail it to Halet.
Halet Auto and RV, US 12 east of I-69, exit 13 in Coldwater, Michigan,
where your family camping adventures begin.
Doday's On-Time Services is the name to know when you need to heat or cool your home. Make sure your water heater is heating, improve the quality of your drinking water, or repair any type of plumbing problem. Now that's a lot of services, and that's why they also offer a Priority Club membership. For a yearly fee, they'll do an annual maintenance check on all your systems. Plus, you'll get discounts on parts when you need them and priority service when you have a problem. That's Doday's On-Time Services, your trusted plumbing and heating company. Call 278-2995, 278-2995.
You don't know exactly when, but it happens every year without fail. Winter is closed, and the world is open. And Meijer has everything you need to greet the season in style. From the latest spring fashions to grills and grill gadgets, flowers to brighten up the yard, and furniture to spruce up the patio. If it's something to welcome the warmer weather ahead, you'll find it at Meijer and at low prices. So before you go outside, go to Meijer to get the most out of your spring.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad, more than a step, a leap, not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Checking out the WTVB scoreboard, 4:32 left in the first quarter of the Class B district final out at Three Rivers. Edwardsburg pressing Sturgis, and as a result, they're up 10-0.
Well, quick start for the Eddies, but I got a feeling Sturgis will dig their way back into that game.
We'll go ahead and take this three-minute break and be back with more from Bronson Junior Senior High School, the Hillsdale Hornets, your Class C District 67 champions, beating Union City, running away 70-33. You're listening to March Magic on WTVB.
No matter what time of year, Culey's Jewelry will help you say, "Will you marry me?" with an extraordinary diamond ring. Culey's diamonds are hand-chosen for their quality and beauty, with prices lower than any chain store. Right here in Coldwater, Culey's is the diamond source for the best prices and service you expect. With engagement rings starting at $299 and going to the sky's the limit, Culey's is something for everyone. Has your old engagement ring started to show its age? Now is the time to bring it back to life with a new remount or refurbishing. The Culey's girls take great pride in their ability to recommend and revamp your aging jewelry into beautiful new pieces that will remain treasured keepsakes for many years to come. Stop into Culey's Jewelry today and see the many mountings and styles available for your precious stones. Culey's Jewelry, the best source for the best prices and service you expect. Downtown Coldwater since 1968.
Culey's, Culey's, fine jewelry says it best.
At AmeriGas Propane Company, you get the big company backing with local people you know and trust. This is Lisa Visa, and we have over 100 years combined propane experience at AmeriGas. With our 24/7 emergency call center, we won't leave you out in the cold or unsafe at any time. We offer fantastic first fill options for new customers and guaranteed price programs and budgets for all customers that qualify. For more information, visit us on US 12 in Coldwater, online at AmeriGas.com, or call 517-278-4521.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our 5 Omnisource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
Everyone is experiencing hard times in one way or another. For some, it has been the loss of a job or their home. For others, it has been worrying about money and struggling to make ends meet. For some, it has led to issues with the children or in their marriage. It affects everyone differently. Some people become depressed. Some people have increased anxiety. Some turn to alcohol or drugs, while others may even have thoughts of suicide. In these hard times, it is important to remember that you are not alone, that your feelings are nothing to be ashamed of, and help is there 24 hours a day, just a phone call away at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Just pick up the phone and call 279-8404. When you need help dealing with the hard times that are impacting your life, turn to Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. We are always there when you need help. At Pines Behavioral Health, we believe that life should be enjoyed, not endured.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome back to Bronson Junior Senior High School. Sean Watson, Al Rackesee, now joined by the head coach of the Union City Chargers, Ben Chard. 70-33, the final score. Hillsdale coming out on top. A very, very, very good Hillsdale team. The Chargers really didn't have much of an answer for this Hillsdale squad this year.
No, we knew they were going to be good until we played them, though. Boy, they're quite physical and quite strong all the way around. We knew they got out and run real well against other teams, but it was the physicality part of it. You know, when we started subbing in our sophomores, we just couldn't handle it. You know, they battled as hard as they could, but the experience of those seniors and juniors on that team really showed by the moves that they made, the simple things, you know, making spin moves to get rebounds and keep fighting for loose balls. And, you know, obviously you got to give credit to Hillsdale. Heck of a program over there. And they're losing a few seniors, so I'm guessing they'll be right back in the mix next year. Hopefully either Class B or heading east.
So I'm guessing that those are the sorts of things that you can't really practice against.
Actually, we did. We brought some alumni in who volunteered yesterday at practice, and we battled each other for just about an hour, hour and a half, and you can't really represent a game at practice, but, you know, they were up for the battle. I think that we really demonstrated that we didn't give up. You know, score might not say that, but we kept fighting through, and really the second half was a great teaching tool for us coaches. Explain to those kids, you got to be mentally tough. It doesn't matter what the score is right now. Here's what we need to work on, and they responded. So a lot of little mini battles we won during the game in the second half that hopefully will pay dividends in the future.
Well, you graduate 2 seniors, Cody Cable and Nick Austin. Obviously, you'll miss them, but if I'm counting right, you have 5 juniors and 7 sophomores on the roster tonight?
Yeah, we're young. You know, going into the season, even at our league meeting, it was kind of I took it personal, but they were kidding around, boy, coach, if you win one game this year because you're so young, and
we took that kind of as a chip on our shoulder, and we ended up winning eight. So many probably say we overexceeded. I think we underexceeded. Our 10 was our goal. But when you're returning that many players, and if they hit the weight room and they play this summer, you know, we can be competitive next year. Quincy returns, I think, 7. Homer's going to return 7. Springport's, they're going to be a little low, but it'll be a battle in our conference. But we're excited. We're building something in Union City. We've been the three coaches and I have been talking about how we want to build a program from little kids all the way up, and just to see our fans travel over here and the enthusiasm through the entire game past the alum coming was really excited. And you know, we're known for football over in Union City.
Oh, yeah.
We're all right taking second seat right now, but we're going to work on at least even in the playing field.
Well, why don't we give credit to those assistant coaches? Rod Dibert, who I see you regularly out at Lakeland Elementary as a fifth grade teacher, and also Tom Hardy, whose wife, Jen Hardy, is coaching the girls' basketball team at UC.
Yeah, you know, they graduated with my sister, so I always looked up to them as younger kids. They were great athletes at Union City. Tom Hardy went over to Albion and played 4 years of football, and Rod Dibert was the starting quarterback at Hillsdale College for 4 years, so they bring so much experience outside of high school and how important mentally the mental side of basketball or any sport is. So getting them to come on board last season, I had to beg and plead and, you know, buy them a dinner here and there, but I think they're in for the long haul now, so we're just trying to build momentum.
Well, I liked what you said about building a program, and you talked about going down to the lower level to the kids in the junior high and even the elementary schools and stuff. And that's really what you got to do, but it takes a little bit of time to do that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got a 5-year plan. Of course, making it district finals second year didn't hurt, but, you know, we started that youth program, and they got jerseys this year. And I take my daughter to school every day, and as I'm walking out of the school, every kid that plays basketball pulls up their shirt or coat and says, "Coach, I got my jersey on," you know, and they're wearing it 5 days in a row, and parents are yelling at me saying they don't take it off, won't shower, it's disgusting, but I love every second of it.
Absolutely.
You know, it's so exciting to see kids wanting to play basketball again, and, you know, in this era that we live in, cell phones and video games, as long as we can keep that gym open and keep them playing, it's a huge thing.
I was going to say that one of the MHSAA's emphasis points as far as their marketing and promotional campaigns over the course of this past year to keep the kids involved.
Absolutely. I think the MHSAA recognizes the importance of sports not only for physicality but for academics too.
Sure.
I got a lot of kids that might not try as hard in school if it wasn't for sports. And I was at Wayne School, you know. I wanted to play sports, you had to be eligible. So
sure.
It's a great motivational tool. And it's exciting to see kids wanting to play sports again, and especially in Union City.
It's fun, that's for sure. Ben, I think we better let you go, get down to your team and stuff. We appreciate you taking the time to come up here. I know it's tough after a tough loss like that at the end of the season, but we do appreciate it.
Now we get to work tomorrow. Season 2014-2015 starts tomorrow.
All right,
you,
buddy.
You were asking about Hanover Horton against Concord. After the first quarter, the Comets leading the Yellow Jackets 10-8.
Wow.
So, of course, Hillsdale is going to take on either Hanover Horton or Concord out of the Jonesville Regional coming up on Monday.
Yeah, that'll be a great game. You know, Concord, Brigham came back. I guess he played Wednesday night. He's their junior guard that's been hurt since football. Amazing player, and him coming back, and then Langston, their big guy in the middle. If he shows up tonight, they can be Hanover. There's no doubt about it. So, real interested to see that, and I hope Concord comes out victorious so I can go watch a good game over at Jonesville.
There you go.
Ben Chard, head coach of the Union City Chargers, thank you for your time, and good luck next season and throughout the summer as you continue to work on the program.
Thanks, Selman. I appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Ben.
Yep. Ben Chard, head coach of the Union City Chargers, joining us on our post-game show following Union City's loss to the Hillsdale Hornets. Final score once again from here at Bronson Junior Senior High School, 70-33. We'll go ahead and take this 3-minute break and go over the numbers. You're listening to March Magic on WTVB.
Saving you money on great transportation is their specialty at Bobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Coldwater. Get the vehicle you need at the price to fit your budget to keep you on the road in any kind of weather. Check out all the specials on the lot or Bobilia.com. It's sure to get warm sometime soon. Look sharp at a 2008 Kia Sportage EX with sunroof, just $199 per month. Bobilia has a pair of 2012 Chevrolet Malibu LTs. Your choice, just $214 per month. Just add tax, title, and plate. Talk to Jeff Dollar, Jared Hetrick, Sean Stouter, Tom Whiteley, or Dean Bobilia. You can also trust Mobilia to service your current vehicle. With their expanded service department, Saturday hours, and factory-trained techs, Mobilia will get you in and out quickly. At Mobilia, buy three oil changes and get the fourth one free. That's right, free. And with their express oil change service, there's no need for an appointment. Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge on U.S. 12, across from the airport, Coldwater.
You don't know exactly when, but it happens every year without fail. Winter is closed, and the world is open. And Meijer has everything you need to greet the season in style. From the latest spring fashions to grills and grill gadgets, flowers to brighten up the yard, and furniture to spruce up the patio. If it's something to welcome the warmer weather ahead, you'll find it at Meijer and at low prices. So before you go outside, go to Meijer to get the most out of your spring.
Get fresh food fast. Every Friday night at the Willows Bar and Grill in Coldwater, enjoy their generous three-piece fish basket with fries and homemade coleslaw for just $7.79. Or for just $2 more, get all you can eat of their famous Alaskan pollock, lightly breaded and cooked to perfection. Come join your friends for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 5 with specials on your favorite canned or draft beer at the Willows Bar and Grill, just east of River Road on US 12 Coldwater. And check out their new look.
Hi, this is Dawn Heisler, nurse administrator from Drew's Place of Coldwater. In working with the Drew's family for the last 16 years, we know that making decisions regarding assisted living can be very difficult. Our staff has been trained to assist our residents and care for them as part of the extended Drew's family. We have created an environment of trust, care, and hospitality in this community that we can all be proud of. Call us today at 278-9494-482. We look forward to helping you make Drew's Place your choice for assisted living.
How low can you go? How about zero? Introducing Consumers Exclusive MasterCard Partnership. Rewards?
Yep. They beat rates, hands down.
Security?
Yes.
You gotta remember it's federally insured.
Local service?
You got it.
They're personable. They know your face. They know your name.
Ask us about zero balance transfers.
At Consumers Credit Union, they're always happy to see you.
Consumers Credit Union. Go, live, work, play.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad, more than a step, a leap, not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Back here once again at Bronson Junior Senior High School, the Hillsdale Hornets, your Class C District 67 champions, 70-33. They beat the Union City Chargers. A lot of the Hillsdale fan base still soaking it in, scattered all around the court, much to probably to the dismay of Bronson Athletic Director Gene LeClaire. Floor that was freshly resurfaced just in the past couple of years.
Yeah, but that happens when it comes to tournament time and stuff. And it's just one of those things. I mean, they're excited. The fans are excited. It's another district championship for Hillsdale, and well-deserved, I might add at that.
Well, let's go over the scoring summary. First, for the Chargers, who dropped to 8-14 to end the season. Darren Austin leading the way for the maroon and gray with 12. Cody Cable with 5. Kenyon Stutchel with 1. Jalen Bowes with 6. Lucas Vaccaro with 5. And Seth Bruce with 5. Those are the 33 that were up on the board for Union City. Meanwhile, for the victorious Hillsdale Hornets, who improved to 22-1 and will face either Hanover Horton or Concord in the Jonesville Regional Semifinal coming up on Monday. Bailey Boyd off the bench with 7. Andrew Wilcox finished with 10. Trey Conrad with 2. Tyler Lash with 2. Patrick Drews, 12 points and 3 quarters of work. Martin Peterson, 8 second-half points. Brandon Beischer led all scorers. He had 23 points in just 3 quarters of work. And then Ben Baxter with 5. Those were the 70 that are up on the board for the Hornets. By the quarters, 16-11 in the first favor Hillsdale. Then in the second and third quarters, that's when the Hornets really clamped things down defensively. 24-8, they outscored Union City in the second, 25-5 in the third. in the fourth quarter with a running clock and both teams going deep into their benches. Union City outscored Hillsdale second and third unit 9-5. What a way to make a living.
Well, just too much Hillsdale tonight for Union City and their youth. Just like Coach Chard said, awful lot of young players out there on the floor for Union City tonight. But they didn't quit. They fought right to the very end. And, you know, give Coach Chard and his staff credit for that. And as he said, you know, these are coaching moments at the end of the games when you have a game like this. And they're still doing their job. And it's pretty neat to hear him say, you know, he's starting on next season, starting tomorrow. So Ben's a very youthful coach and got a lot of energy. And I liked what he said about the five-year plan to get the program back to where he wants. And obviously he's a Union City grad, so he takes a lot of pride in that. For Hillsdale, just a great all-around game. We talked earlier about their offensive rebounding in the first half in particular. Their passing was exceptional all night long. Their shooting was good all night long until probably the end of the game there. But as Coach Chard talked about, you know, the Hillsdale kids hit the weight room. And, you know, some of these other schools around here have got to learn to do that, Coldwater included. And you know, the football program over there is strong with Coach Mark Lamarond, and you know, a lot of these kids obviously play for him, and he's a stickler about you know, getting in that weight room and doing what you're supposed to be doing. So, but you know, again, good season for Union City, really. If you look at it, you know, you look at 8-14, you say, oh golly, they weren't so good, but. You know,
probably a little bit better than what they were expecting.
Well, as Coach Chard said, he set a goal of 10. He didn't come too far away from it. And, you know, they finished at 8-14. And, again, with all the youth that they had out there, I mean, it was just amazing. There were times when there were four sophomores on the floor. So I think good things abound for Union City basketball, at least on the boys' side, coming down the road. So. And Hillsdale, you know, they could be the real deal here. 22-1 now for Coach Brad Felix. They've reeled off 22 in a row, if I'm not mistaken. They lost their opening game, right?
Right, to DW.
Yep, so
Pawama-Westphalia, who they're playing for a district championship tonight, too.
And they were ranked 10th in Class C at the last ratings and stuff. So best of luck to the Hillsdale Hornets as they travel to Jonesville for their regional matchup against either Hanover, Horton, or Concord. And congratulations to Union City on a, to me, a successful season with considering the youth of the squad that they had.
Before we go to break, an update on the WTVB scoreboard. It's the Class B district final out at Three Rivers. It's at the half. Edwardsburg leading Sturgis 24-14. The comment in the Twitterverse, Sturgis has played awful, but they only trail Edwardsburg by 10 at the half.
Oh, yeah. Still lots of time in that game for them to get back in the game. So Keith Kurowski will take them into the halftime locker room, make some adjustments, and then come out after the Eddies for sure.
Take this one last break, including a word from McDonald's of Branch County, and name our final basketball McDonald's player of the game for the season. Union City falls to Hillsdale 70-33 in this MHSAA Class C boys basketball district championship game. You're listening to March Magic on WTVB.
Warner Oil Company and Steve Filson with us every day out on the road talking to farmers and getting an opportunity really to help folks in the farm community, aren't you, Steve?
Yes, we are. We service all of Branch County. We get into Calhoun County. We have all of Hillsdale County from our Roost Oil location in Reading.
Well, one of the things I know Warner Oil Company has prided itself in over the years, it's been that customer service of being there when somebody needs them.
Absolutely, service. That's what we really hang our hats on, and people can depend on us, especially with the farmers when they get in the field in the spring. We're going to keep them rolling. We don't want anybody to have to sit and wait for fuel.
Yeah, when they need it, they really need it. At the same time, they're always looking at some new products, and you've got something new in the world of diesel.
We're working with renewable diesel. It's a bean oil. It's completely different than the old biodiesel. We're mixing at it anywhere from 5% to 20%. We've had absolutely great success with it, and everybody really likes it. Any more information you need, please stop by Warner Oil Company. Our office is at 400 Ray Street here in Coldwater, or call us at 278-5844.
St. Patrick's Day will be an especially delicious day at Benedict Steakhouse and Grill in Coldwater. They'll be celebrating the wearing of the green right on St. Patrick's Day, adding corned beef and cabbage and Guinness marinated steaks to their regular menu options. In addition, Scotty Butters will be providing music throughout the evening, so celebrate St. Patrick's Day in a delicious way at Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, west of I-69 on US 12, serving food 7 days a week and fun till 2 a.m. on Fridays and Saturdays.
You don't know exactly when, but it happens every year without fail. Winter is closed, and the world is open. And Meijer has everything you need to greet the season in style. From the latest spring fashions to grills and grill gadgets, flowers to brighten up the yard, and furniture to spruce up the patio. If it's something to welcome the warmer weather ahead, you'll find it at Meijer and at low prices. So before you go outside, go to Meijer to get the most out of your spring.
Spring is just around the corner, and now is the time to own a Traeger, the number one selling wood pellet grill from Nottawa Gas. You'll find smoking hot deals on the Junior, Little Texas Elite, Texas, and other select models with up to $100 in mail-in rebates. With a Traeger, you'll have no more mess and no more flare-ups. Stop into Nottawa Gas today in Nottawa or Tekonsha and take advantage of up to $100 in mail-in rebates today, or visit them online at NottawaGas.com.
Life presents different challenges for each of us. Some people are experiencing stress due to their jobs, while others are experiencing the stress of losing their jobs. Bills, budgets, and making ends meet can lead to anxiety, depression, family issues, marital problems, substance abuse, and thoughts of suicide. While everyone is affected in different ways, one thing remains the same. You're not alone. In fact, help is always just a phone call away, 24 hours a day, at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Getting help is as easy as picking up the phone and dialing 279-8404. 279-8404. So when you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, turn to Pines Behavioral Health on Michigan Avenue, just off US 12 in Coldwater. There when you need someone. At Pines Behavioral Health, they believe life should be enjoyed, not endured.
We are seeking fish delicious.
Filet-O-Fish!
So ridiculous.
Filet-O-Fish!
We are craving Cravalicious.
Filet-O-Fish!
Much more than delicious.
It's Filet-O-Fish delicious!
The McDonald's Filet-O-Fish, made with 100% wild-caught Alaskan pollock. You know exactly where to find it. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's.
Do you like getting more? Are you in favor of more flavors? Do you like having your vanilla cone and eating it too? Then McDonald's new Dollar Menu and More is for you. It's all your Dollar Menu favorites and so much more. Like the crunchy, tangy, brand new barbecue ranch burger, just a dollar. And the new bacon cheddar McChicken sandwich with thick-cut applewood smoked bacon, only $2. For those who think more of a good thing is a great thing, there's the new Dollar Menu and More. Something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
We're back one last time here at Bronson Junior Senior High School. We will name our final basketball McDonald's player of the game for the Union City Chargers. Darren Austin really stood out tonight for the boys in maroon and gray.
No question about it. Darren scored in every quarter for the Chargers. He had 12 points on the night, as well as being kind of a floor general out there. So, and on the season, he averaged 12.7 points a game, 6 rebounds a game, which was second on the team. He had 2 assists per game and almost 2 steals per game. So a good all-around basketball player. You know, we don't have all of his stats on the night, but you know, he was their leading scorer tonight and did his best to keep Union City in it, but Hillsdale was just way too strong. But Darren Austin gets my vote, too, for McDonald's Player of the Game.
Congratulations once again to Darren Austin. Well, that wraps up our local high school basketball coverage for the winter, the never-ending winter, it seems like at times, here on WTVB. But the fact that we cracked 40 today, we're close to thinking about springtime and our baseball and softball broadcast schedule coming up in April and May. Our first scheduled baseball broadcast right now is Coldwater's opening game of the season against Battle Creek Central on April 1st. Whether or not that happens will depend on, well, one, if it's precipitating in some way or not.
Or if the snow is melted.
Right. More importantly, the field conditions, because underneath the topsoil, there's all that frost-frozen ground.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, when the snow does melt, when it eventually melts, it might be muddy for a good long time.
And that ground is frozen pretty deep at this point, and it's going to take a little time. So hopefully it'll be a gradual thaw, though, for us. We don't need a major thaw because that would cause a lot of problems for a lot of the folks around the rivers and some of the lakes. So.
Oh, and you consider Union City's baseball diamond sits right on the St. Joe River.
Oh, yeah. So we'll see what happens, though.
Again, that is tentatively scheduled for April 1st. Field conditions will more than likely determine whether or not we actually get baseball going before spring break. Coming up this weekend here on WTVB, the next race in the NASCAR Sprint Cup season. It's the Cobalt 400 from Las Vegas Motor Speedway. First broadcast of the season for the boys at Performance Racing Network. Their coverage will get underway at 2 o'clock. They will drop the green flag shortly after 3. Our next high school sports coverage will be coming up on March 22nd, where we will bring you all four boys basketball championship games from the MHSAA Championship Network. That's always fun to listen to.
Oh, absolutely.
That's a story from here at Bronson Junior Senior High School for Quinn Berry and Al Rackesee, and also Mike Murphy, broadcast partners all season long, our engineers and producers all season long, Sean Delaney, Ken Delaney, Justin Lopshire back at the WTVB studios, and for all our sponsors, Sean Watson signing off from the home of the Bronson Vikings in this MHSAA Class C boys basketball district final game. It was the Hillsdale Hornets 70 and the Union City Chargers 33. Until the start of our baseball and softball broadcast season, good night, everyone.
Tonight's action brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club, Amerigas, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, Bovelia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Consumers Credit Union, Hewley's Jewelry, Donay's On Time Service, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Harold Chevrolet, Hallett Auto and RV, Kellogg Community College, McDonald's of Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, OmniSource, Pines Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Short's Rip Beer Stand, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.